I'm still very much in the middle of my major studio declutter and tidy, and today I'm going to tackle something that I find particularly difficult. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Thursday the 18th of March, and I'm here with my 53rd Audio Boo micro podcast. Yesterday on my blog, I was talking about the idea of taming television, cutting back on the amount of TV I watch in the hope that I free up time for other stuff, more creative stuff, more drawing. And what I'm planning on doing is limiting myself to one or two programmes that I really want to watch. And the idea being that if I limit myself in this way, I have to make a real choice about what I absolutely want to watch. And B, I think probably in doing that, I'm going to really savour and enjoy the time I actually spend watching television, as opposed to just sitting there and mindlessly consuming whatever gets thrown at me. And I'm also going to actually pick times I want to watch the programmes rather than watch them when they're actually broadcast. So I'm either going to download or record the programmes or get them on DVD. In fact, at the moment, I'm just downloading a series on iTunes that I want to watch. So I'll let you know how I get on. So I'm thinking that this idea of limits is actually going to be very useful in what I'm going to attempt to do today. I've got to the point in my studio now where half of the studio is pretty much how I want it. I've kind of cleaned and tidied and made a lot of space, and I have an empty bookshelf. And the other half of the studio is full of the stuff I've still got to sort through and make decisions about. And today I'm going to tackle my books. I've got an awful lot of books, a lot of which I'm sure I never read. So what I've done, I'm limiting myself on my bookshelf to three shelves, and I'm going to only keep enough books to fit those three shelves. The rest I'm going to either donate or sell or give away. So wish me luck with that. So I'd be interested to hear how you think, or if you think, that creating limits like this is a useful exercise. I suppose there's a number of ways that you can create limits. You can create deadlines, for instance, to get work done, which is something that I find quite difficult, but I think probably it is useful. I've got a couple of books to review at the moment that if I don't set myself a deadline for, I probably won't get done. You can limit yourself to kind of to the amount of stuff, I suppose, too. There's a great thing online at the moment where a lot of people are kind of joining in with this idea of living with just 100 things. If you do a search on Google for living with 100 things, there's quite a few sites about it, which I think is an interesting idea. It's something that I'm toying with. Certainly in my studio, I want to limit myself. I haven't quite decided on the number yet, but probably quite a lot less than 100 things, just the things that I really need to work with. I've really enjoyed, actually, the space that I've created. It makes doing stuff much easier somehow. I've completely cleared my walls. I used to have lots of stuff on my walls. They're completely clear now. And certainly the half of the studio that's clean and tidy feels good to be in the other half. It's a little bit full of stuff. But anyway, it won't be for long. So yes, do you think that's kind of useful? Either the idea of deadlines or limiting the number of things, or of course, like I'm doing with the bookshelf, limiting the amount of space for stuff. Does it focus your mind? Does it mean that you find it easier to keep things in order? Anyway, I'd be interested to hear what you think. I'm rambling. As always, you can email me at www.michaelnobbs.com/contact. You can direct message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or, of course, leave a message on my blog or on Facebook. Yes. Do you think limits are useful? I think, for me, they probably are very useful, and increasingly so. But I'd be interested to know what you think. Thanks for listening, and I shall be back with more soon. Take care. Bye-bye.